Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jack Mitchell's here. Jack's our good friend, longtime 14-plus-year member of our Brain Trust, chairman of the Mitchell family of stores, and he's got a whole other career out there, though, folks, teaching you and me how to hug our customers. He's been doing that since we helped him launch his book back in the day, Hug Your Customers. And then he wrote a book called Hug Your People, How to Engage Your Folks, and it's out in paperback. It's being published in 29 languages across the galaxy. It's just a phenomenon. The legendary Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, welcome back.
Thank you so very, very much, Jim. It's wonderful to be back. I'm thrilled to be with you and your audience and your listeners and so forth. So,
well, I was just telling the audience that when I met you, you didn't have a book.
Nope.
You had two stores. And now, since you've known me, you've got all this great success with your books, with your Hug Your Customers. You got all these new stores. I mean, and all this has happened just since you've known me.
Well, absolutely.
So what do you think the connection is there, Jack?
I think it's definitely a connection. It's synergistic, Jim.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Jack. Hey, I'm glad you're here. It's always fun to have you here.
Jim. Just pause. I really mean that. I think you've been wonderful because it is a small business attitude. I mean, we still think one customer, as you know, at a time, one store at a time. It's not, yes, we have eight stores now, and yes, we're, you know, whatever, but it's really that fundamental belief in friendship, connecting, and you and I connected instantly, and that's what's built the friendship, and you've been a big part in helping me on my second career of hugging your customers.
I believe in the concept because we love up customers around here all the time. And the thing is that what I like about the story, folks, is Jack took the success best practice that his company, his family, from his parents to his generation to the younger generation, this concept of the way you treat customers, he took that success story, which was the key to their success, in good times and bad times, and he converted it into something that you and I can use in the form of the book and other concepts. But now I love talking about your family business, and I folks, when Jack comes on, he's always got a great story about how a family business can grow and expand and even across the country and still be run like a family business. What's the news, Jack?
Well, you know, the reason for that, Jim, just before we tell you, share with the news, is because of, you know, huge respect and communication that we've developed, you know, over the 20, 30 years that we've been a third-generation family business. So we're third-generation, moving on to the fourth, and we're having fun doing that, but it's all about the communication and the institutions like an advisory board and a family council and so forth. We can talk about that another time, but as you said, the big news, a couple of big news things to share with everyone. One, we were able to put together, after many years of talking about it with a great retailer in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, Mario Bizio, who owns stores there, and we now have a partnership arrangement with Mario whereby he's joined the Mitchell stores. So we have Mario's stores as part of our network of stores.
So when you say partnership, is he taking your customer your hugging your customer approach? Is he applying that to his company? How does the partnership work?
He's always been a hugger. He needed, with all due respect, he was, let's say, he was grateful that we have systems behind the scenes,
right?
Data processing, you know, database.
A lot of great 20th century companies got a little bit behind the curve with 21st century technology and practices.
Right, thanks.
And it wasn't that they didn't have a good company; it's just that they needed some infrastructure help.
Exactly, and you know, Wilkes Bastard that we purchased back in 2009
after
the big recession, they didn't even have a computer. Now Mario has had computers and so forth. So anyway, right. we're very excited about it. And then also that at the same time we launched our online presence. So we're now online. I'd like everybody to go online and take a look at Mitchells.com. Or it could be Mario's.com, but Mitchell's.com will put you in there. And then, so you can see every SKU that we have in all of our 8 stores. So Mario's customers, for example, in Seattle can now see something that we may have here in Westport, Seneca, where I happen to be this morning. You know, the same, a different brand.
The thing that I like, the reason I always like talking about the Mitchell companies and what they're doing is because they found a way to use technology to keep up with the information about customers, with thousands of customers, you know, it's impossible to keep up with all the cool information that they know about everybody. But they found a way to aggregate and to store that information and to have it available quickly, so they could convert it into a hugging relationship, into a blow you away wonderful experience every time any particular customer comes in. And I don't know anybody else who's done it better than the Mitchell.
Thank you, Jim. Well, we pride ourselves on that. We are data driven.
It can be done. Is the key?
And our customers, you've
done the high tech and the high touch.
Right. Exactly. We're trying our best to do that. And we love to raise the bar. We have very, you know, and then the online business is connected to our CRM system that we have in the stores. So, for example, if you're which you have been, you know, way back, you've got to come back and see our stores here.
I think my blue blazer is probably worn out by now. It may be a couple of dress. It might be a couple of dress sizes too small.
Are you still a 44 regular though?
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I was. I was once upon. I got pictures where I was once upon.
I think you're probably a 42 regular now. Anyway, so we can see when you bought that blazer and so forth, and we just listen to you when I do new things back into the system. My point though on the online business, if you happen to be in Idaho or great state like Idaho or Montana, and there isn't a Mitchell's or a Mario's or a Wilkes Pastor or a Neiman Marcus or a Barney's that has our type of, you know, we are in the high-end space, yep, you know, with designer clothing, then you can go online and you can see all this, and then you can develop a relationship, personal relationship with one of our style
and,
advisors.
And see what you think about that. But first, folks, what I want you to do is I want you to find Jack's book, Hug Your Customers.
Yeah, thank you.
And become... become a subscriber to his method, to the Mitchell method of loving up your customers. And
there's also
a revised and updated version, and it's available wherever books are sold. Quick break, 20 after, right back with our good buddy Jack Mitchell. Stay with us.
Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.